It's Thursday, May 9th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and this is the Daily Headlines Podcast. We'll start the show right after this quick message.
I get it. Not everyone experiences the story the same way. And that's why the Inside Link podcast was created. In this podcast, you'll hear about the inside details of important stories from the person who wrote the story. Listen to the Inside Link podcast every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts or on linknky.com.
The Covington Board of Commissioners heard a proposal for a pilot program for both static and interactive wayfinding signage along Madison Avenue on Tuesday. Dubbed the Madison Mile, the program will be done in partnership with Meet NKY, the region's tourism bureau, South Bank Partners, and the Covington Business Council. It will aim to draw in and guide city visitors to Covington's major landmarks. The city's organizations have been discussing the project for about a year. If the Covington program proves successful, it could be replicated in other major cities throughout the region. On Tuesday, the commission placed the program on the consent agenda for next week's meeting, meaning it will likely pass. The program will see the installation of various wayfinding signage at six locations up and down Madison Avenue, one of Covington's major thoroughfares, from the Riverfront Commons to MLK Jr. Boulevard. The next meeting of the Covington City Board of Commissioners will take place on Tuesday, May 14th at the Covington City Hall on Pike Street at 6 p.m. The office of the Kentucky's Lieutenant Governor Jacqueline Coleman announced Tuesday that Holmes Middle School will receive $1,000 in grant funding from the National Lieutenant Governors Association STEM Scholarship Program, which aims to build out STEM programs in schools. STEM, of course, stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. With the funding, the school plans to build a garden that will feature a combination of raised beds, container gardening, and ground gardening in hopes of teaching students about nutrition and horticulture. The program will be wrapped into the school's science curriculum, and the school plans to offer classes throughout the year to help students maintain their knowledge. Walton Mayor Gabe Brown submitted another letter of resignation to the City Council on Tuesday evening, and this time it's effective immediately. This is the second time that Brown has resigned from being mayor this year. He resigned in March, only to rescind the resignation 10 minutes before it was set to go into effect on March 31st. Brown dropped the letter off to City Council while they were in executive session in council chambers. The letter, written on the front of a U.S. bank envelope, reads, "I quit. I'll turn my keys in when I clear out my office this week." As there was no effective by date written on the letter, Brown's resignation goes into effect immediately and cannot be rescinded. Brown left the premises immediately after dropping off the letter without speaking to council or any city residents in attendance at the special meeting. There will be another special meeting on Thursday, May 9th, in which Councilman Dan Martin said that the city council plans to accept the resignation. After that, the city has 30 days to appoint an interim mayor to serve out the remainder of Brown's term. Although he has resigned, Brown still has the potential to run for mayor again this November, since he was not impeached from office. It is unclear if he still desires to run for another term. He has previously run for the position unopposed. Council was originally expecting to bring charges against Brown at the meeting, but decided to table the motion due to the resignation. According to special counsel Bryce Rhodes, who is leading the investigation into Brown's conduct, the charges will be revealed at City Council's regularly scheduled meeting next week on Tuesday, May 14th. And while it is unclear exactly what the charges relate to, the meeting agenda read that they involve, quote, misconduct and or willful neglect. And those are your headlines for Thursday, May 9th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and it's been a pleasure reading the news with you. I'll talk to you on Friday.